up, Mixed Crew? I welcome you guys to the latest episode of In the Mix with Leah B. I am your host, Leah B, where I provide a history lesson on all your favorite genres of music. And I hope you guys are having an awesome Sunday. Right now I'm recording this last episode of the month. So right now you are hearing it on October 30th instead of October 31st. I will be dropping it tomorrow. So yes, this is the last episode of the month. And let's get into it. So this episode is on an R&B singer by the name of Uncle Sam. He was pretty much a one-hit wonder. Like, totally, really a one-hit wonder. So, he was born Sam Turner in Detroit, Michigan. Like many singers before him, he grew up in a household that used music as an outlet for like religious testament. So his dad was a preacher, a Baptist minister, and he was known at his father's church, known as Singing Sam. So he credits his father instilling him faith and a strong sense of faith, to be exact, as well as introducing him to music as a whole. And his first public performance was when he was 3 years old. He sang at the church. He sang this gospel song, "Don't Move My Mountains, But Give Me Strength to Climb." And growing up in the church, he felt like it was a form of expression. So during that time, while he was growing up as a teenager and whatnot, he told his parents, "I want to become a recording artist," and they were extremely thrilled about it. They gave their blessings to him, and because originally he wanted to be a minister, but he was like, "You know what? I know I got this gift, and I'm going to use it to touch people's lives and whatnot." So while as a teenager, to get more credit to sharpen his, you know, singing chops and whatnot, he began singing on the road. He won a role in a touring company it was a gospel musical he was in. So that's how he got his start in the actual music industry per se. And the musical was called "A Good Man Is Hard to Find." So he was on that show for a good 3.5 years. And while he was on the show, they didn't really care about his acting. They wanted him to sing. So he was, you know, doing all that. And once he auditioned for the play, when they heard him sing, they were like, "You know what? He is amazing." Okay, like just doggone amazing. So we're gonna put you in the play, and you're gonna learn how to act. So that's what they did. So pretty much this play was his first actual play he ever seen in life. And also while he was in the play, there was a guy named Carlucci Finney, and was in the audience. He heard him sing, and he was just amazed by his voice. And with him being amazed with his voice, he was like, I want you to be his manager. I want to be your manager. So he was like, bet. Okay, cool. That's what's up. So Finney was managing him and whatnot. And that's when one of the guys from Boyz II Men, Sean Stockman, created a record label, and it was called Stone Creek Records. And they were looking for new talent. So Finney, the guy Carlucci Finney, arranged a meeting over the phone with Wanier. My favorite guy of the group. Well, all of them are my favorite. with Wanier, and he arranged a phone meeting with him, and Wanier was amazed about Uncle Sam's voice. Amazed. So once Wanier heard his voice, he was like, "Yo, let me introduce you to Sean, Mike, and Nate." And once he did that, that's when he became the first and only recording artist of Stone Creek Record. And when he signed with them, he recorded, he had a top 40 hit that was a song that was written by Nathan Morris. And he had the song was called I don't ever want to see you again, which was released in October of 97. That's when they had their album Evolution was out at that time. And that song reached number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 2 on the R&B charts in 97. And it also reached number 30 on the UK charts in 98, on May of 1998. And during that time, that's when he released the full length album, and that sold over his self-titled album, Uncle Sam. And it went platinum. No, I'm sorry. It sold 1 million, but it went gold instead of platinum. And he had a song on there called When I See You Smile. Originally recorded by a group named Bad English. And that's when it was on this show called Touched by an Angel. I remember that show. That was an awesome show. But I remember actually seeing him, because I remember this is the first time I ever saw Boyz II Men in concert. By the way, I saw them 3 times. And the very first time, I just remember, oh my God, I just remember when I went with my friends. And my friend, her dad worked in radio at that time. Shout out to Jennifer. Hey, girl. I don't know. She may not be even listening to this. But anyway, her dad had, like, I remember seeing them at, like, the Joe Louis Arena. I was like, I remember seeing a newspaper advertisement on them. Like, they're coming to the Joe Louis Arena. I was so excited. I was like, yo, I gotta tell. I was like, I told my mom, like, Mom, I want to see Boyz II Men. I'm like the hugest Boyz II Men fan ever. Those who know me, yes, I'm huge. I still love them to this day, no matter what. Be B2M for life, baby. So anyway, I was excited. My friend got tickets. Her dad got tickets for us to go see them in concert. It was Boyz II Men. Next was there. I might do an episode on them soon. So Next was the opening act, and Uncle Sam was the opening act. And I had front row seats. I was so happy. Oh my God. I was just so happy. And that's when I really discovered who Uncle Sam was when I saw him. Actually, no, I take that back. I lied. I remember seeing the video of his first and then saw him in concert as the opening act for Boyz II Men. And when I tell you, dude can blow, dude can sing, okay? Homie could sing straight up. But yes, this was like his only song that he ever made, album ever made. And now I don't know where he is. I don't know what he's up to anymore. I couldn't find any more information on where he is now. I couldn't find any social media, anything of that nature. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It's short and sweet. And yes, so this is the last episode of the month. Keep up with me. If you want to keep up with the podcast, In the Mix with Leah B on all streaming all streaming platforms, of course, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and also on Groove Radio Detroit. So if you want to check that out, they are a Black-owned radio station, internet radio station. So if you want to keep up with the podcast, In the Mix with Leah B on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, website, inthemixwithleahb.com. Stay tuned because something else is coming shortly. I think it'll be dropping. I'm planning to introduce it probably at January. I will be actually going to maybe in December I'll drop more. Well, next month I'll drop more hints and all that good stuff. So you guys be on the lookout for the big thing that is about to happen in January, y'all. So I thank you guys for listening, and all right, y'all, I'm out. Peace and love.